foods that he eats is only simonim. He can make up simonim. Apparently they have schnitzel. Because schnitzel medina shel gehinnom. Or something like that, yeah? Yeah, but apparently every food that they eat on Rosh Hashanah in that house is simonim only. Anyway, Abayisai, some of you might remember, he used to sit mamish in the corner at the back, yeah? A guy called Akiva Rubinstein. Yeah, Akiva Rubinstein was a regular in Torah Way. Somebody asked me last week, you know, what happened to him? He doesn't come anymore. So I inquired, and I found out that Akiva is a guest of His Majesty. He was found guilty of molesting his children.
Isn't this Lashon Hara?
Oh, he was found guilty of molesting his children, yeah. And he's now spending 12 years, well, he was convicted and he's spending 12 years, he's in Wandsworth at the moment, but he's going to be moved, etc. Okay, so this is part of the Shia, exactly. Yes, yeah? So the Shia is it Lashon Hara or not? Right, I'm speaking Ba'apet Losa, the whole of chapter 2, Berik base of, Klal base of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim is about things that are said in public. And we spoke about last week about whether or not it's mutter to say Lashon Hara in public. That if you're saying in front of three people. So we said, if you say Lashon Hara in front of three people, then you've done a bigger avera than if you'd say it in front of one person. And if you say it in front of 3,000 people, it's an even bigger avera. Right? On the other hand, the Gemara says there is such a concept of something which is said ba'apet loso, said in front of three, is somehow not a problem. And in what way is it not a problem? So the Rambam says, yeah, we learnt one pshat last week. We learnt pshat last week that I'm allowed to say it if it can be construed in two ways. It's something which is dubious. It's not clear from what I say. Like we said, when we gave the example of the woman who's spending a lot of money in the shop, or the kitchen that's constantly cooking, etc., etc., that I could be saying something good, and therefore it could be interpreted in two ways. Their ba'apet loso is allowed because it will get back to the person, therefore I'm not worried because I'm saying something good. The Rambam says it's talking about this sort of situation that I just said to you, which is that I've heard something ba'apet loso, I know already. Yeah, let's suppose that somebody said Lashon Hara Be'issa. He did an Aveira and he spoke Lashon Hara in front of three people. Are those three people, now it's out in the open and three people have heard, and the Gemara says there's a rule of Chavra de Chavra Isle, that people speak and people have friends and people have conversations and therefore things get out. So once three people get know about it, the chances are at least one and maybe all three are going to speak. Okay, fine. Yeah. So the Rambam wants to know, are you allowed to say it further? Can I tell you further about this guy who was convicted? So the answer is, I mean, according to the Chofetz Chaim, that because, where did I get the information from? It was published in the Jewish News, and it was in the Hendon Times, and it was in the Jewish News. Yeah, people do know about it because it's out in the open. Therefore, in that situation, the Rambam says that once something is public knowledge, the Rambam says there would be no issa in telling it further. But unfortunately, there are conditions attached which are for tomorrow, so don't rely on it till tomorrow morning.
But if you don't know the guy...
Start with the Torah Way, Northwest London. Sunday, Kaf Gimel, Adar Rishon, Shred of March. Not as advertised. Rav Yeshua Frankel Shlita. Explanation of Kaddish. This week's Torah was sponsored anonymously. Discuss. Ashvuim v'achayolim baruch mo shachtu levotayim l'shalom b'mheiro.
Amen. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. The last minute change. I prepared this shiur, actually. I gave a shiur in June. A little bit rusty, so forgive me if I'm not so clear. I don't remember all the nakudas. But it's a shiur on Kaddish. Just to give us a bit of a chizik and understanding, explanation of when you hear Kaddish and you say Kaddish in shul, say it so many times a day, just to give a chizik and in it. So just a bit of an intro. I heard a shiur from Rabbi Moshe Grunstein of Miami, who spoke on Torah anytime. And he says a story about a certain Mr. Moshe Melamed, who was nifta a few years ago, and they buried him in America, and they reinterred him in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Chevra Kedisha undug and brought the body to Eretz Yisrael, they found that this Moshe Melamed was a balabos, so he was completely intact, which is very unusual, because the body decays very quickly. And the relatives of the mess said, interesting why someone like that should be intact, and they said, well, he was meticulous, he never spoke in Kaddish. and he would actually tell anyone he'd make a bechot, anyone he found speaking in Kaddish, he'd make a big thing of it. So one of the maspidim at the Levi when they reinterred him in Eretz Yisrael was Rav Motcha Toledano, and he was the son-in-law of Avad Yosef. And he instructed them there that they should write on his gravestone, they should write there that no worm had any shlita over this man's body. It was a big thing. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says that Kaddish of mourners that were used to speaking during when they were saying Kaddish. Sorry. You say Kaddish for mourners. If the people saying Kaddish used to talk themselves during other people's Kaddish, not only is it not a schus for the mace, but it's a kitrug for the nifter. So you've got to be so careful it's not a positive thing. The Kaddish, the short Kaddish, the not Kaddish just Kabel, has 42 letters in it. That's Keneged, the Mem base Oisios of, there's a Shem Hashem, 40 Oisios. That Shem is a Shem which is Shem Yisrael in Golus. And therefore, it corresponds to the Kaddish, which is also the Kaddish has a Shmira of Yidden in Golus. Altov Kam says that when one says Yesh Mei Rabba with Kavana, Hashem gets so happy that he kisses the Kisya Ha covered, and he rips up Gzeris, and some says Yesh Mei Rabba with Kavana. So these are just a little intro into the importance and the koyach of Kaddish. So the question is, why is Kaddish? Is interesting because it starts with Yisgadal v'Yisgadesh, which are Hebrew words. And then it carries on in Aramaic. Yes, Kaddish Kadash, Mei Rabba. But Olma Divarachu say it's all Aramaic. So why does it start in Hebrew and it switches then to Aramaic? So Tosfos in Brachos, in Gimel Amud Aleph says that the Kaddish is really important to understand what you're saying. So said in a Lashon that in Aramaic, which was the language of the time, because it's important to have Kavana and Puna understand what you're saying. Shulchan Aruch in Nun Vav, Sif Katan Vav, says that it's also to talk or even to learn during Kaddish. And when you answer the Kaddish, you should answer it b'kol koichoi, which either means an intense kavana or it means to say it loud. Machlokes, whether you should say it, can you answer Kaddish even louder than the Shliach Tzibur or at least at the same level of the Shliach Tzibur? But you should say it loud because the loudness helps your kavana. You say b'kol koichoi. Another reason why I said in Aramaic is that to teach us that when you connect to Hashem and you're saying Kaddish and you connect to Hashem, Kaddish is, I'll explain why, but it's a Golistic tefillah. But when you connect to Hashem, you can cry out to Hashem in Golis, and it doesn't matter where you are, what situation you find yourself, however low you've fallen, or whatever situation, whichever mokum you are, there's always, you're always able to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said in Aramaic, not the Kaddish language, to give you that sort of Heimishkeit, to be able to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Reuben Yonker says, the Yisgadal starts in Lashon Kodesh, going back to what we said before. That is a language that Malachim understand. The rest of it, the Malachim do not understand, they don't understand Aramaic. Why is the Kaddish framed in this way? So, the Reuben Yonker says that we want our tefillahs to go up to Shemaim. Now, Malachim there, when they hear the tefillah, the language they understand, they'll bring up the tefillah in Shemaim. But if he's just said Yiskad, Yiskad, said the whole thing, it's such an effective tefillah that not all the Malachim and the Soreis up there are friends of Klal Yisrael so much, and they don't want that these tefillahs should have such a powerful effect in the Kisei HaKovid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we start with Yisgadu Yisgadash so that they should realize this is the tefillah and bring it up to Hashem. But the rest is in Aramaic, so they don't understand what's going on, and the tefillah should go up there and have the powerful effect that we hope they have. There's a pasuk at the end of Parshas Bishalach, and it says there, it's talking about where the Klal Yisrael were fighting the Amalek. And at the end of the battle, Moshe raised his hands, they won. And Moshe built a Mizbeach in the last Pesukim of the Parsha. And he calls the Mizbeach, he calls it after Shem Hashem. Not that the Mizbeach is Shem Hashem, but it should remind you that that when people see the Mizbeach, what happened then, they should connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk ends off, the Pasuk ends off there, it says, V'yoyma ki yod al keis ka mechom al Hashem ba'amolik medoy. And Rashi points out in that Pasuk that it's the Pesukim, the two words that are halved in that Pasuk. It says, V'yoyma ki yad al keis ka. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, ki yod, Hashem's yad, is al keis, referring to his kise, which should say kise, but it says al keis. And it says ka, which is a shortened name of Hashem for the full name yud kei vav kei. So the question is, Rashi asks, why is it that these words are shortened? And he explains that Kaddish Baruch Hu gives a mashal. A Kaddish Baruch Hu, he makes a shvur to himself, and he says, Amalek is trying to fight and to limit and to make a chilul Hashem, to deny that Kaddish Baruch Hu is powerful in this world, and therefore he takes revenge. Hashem says, my throne won't be complete until, and my throne and my name won't be complete until. The end of the pasuk. V'yomer ki yod al keis ka, melchama laHashem with yud kei vav kei ba'amalek medoy. That when Hashem takes vengeance on Amalek, b'soif yomim, then his throne will be complete, his name will be complete. It's a marshal that Rebbe Yaakov gives to a king whose son has been, son was captured. Son was put in prison, he was misbehaved. And time came to release him, and he's bringing back on the way back. There's listim, highwaymen come and they chop him and they hurt him and they, you know, and it's a bzoin on Hashem, and it's his son he hasn't seen for so long, and the king swears that my throne won't be complete and my name won't complete till I take vengeance on those rishonim who those listim who had a go at him. Right, so let's go through the words in Kaddish, and we're going to explain from the beginning, work our way through the Kaddish. So it says, first word, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. When Yiskadal, we're davening to Hashem, that the Sof Yomim, he should be misgorn, even now actually, they should bring it early, that his name should be Yiskadal, should be Godal, should Amalek has been there, and through the goddess that we find ourselves in, it is there's a hest upon him, and more than a hest upon him, they're trying to limit the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his the places where, you know, just atheists and everything, you see, well, the world that goes around us, they try to give explanations for things that are going on, and they there's no godless, his godless of Hashem. So Yiskadal, we're davening that Hashem's name should be Yiskadal over the world. And then we say V'Yiskadosh. So what's the meaning of Yiskadosh? So the Goyim are wondering, and they say to us, and they torment us through the godless, and they say, where's your God? How could Hashem allow a Holocaust to happen? How could Hashem allow an inquisition to happen? Can't be that Kaddish Baruch Hu is here in his world. And therefore, again, it's part of the tefillah that Hashem should take over the world, Yiskadal, he should make his name Godal, the Yiskadish. It shouldn't be a chilal Hashem anymore. It should be Yiskadish, the Yiskadish Shem Shemaya. Then we say, Ba'olma divra chirasei, which literally means, Ba'olma, in this world, divra that you created, kirasei, in the way that you wanted. For us, in the way that he wishes. Now, in Masechta Sota, which Shai Shech brings down, in Masechta Sota, explains that where did the Kaddish Tefillah composition come from? Where was it? Where was the first Kaddish? See, it brings down that, quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel, as after the Churban, people were saying the same thing. How is it that Kaddish Baruch Hu couldn't even protect, get his own people? He couldn't even check his own mikdash. It was a chilal Hashem. It was a chilal Hashem what was going on there. They were saying, you know, they're denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had all powers. And therefore, the Kaddish was composed, it says, that Hashem created and does things in this world, kira'ase, as he wishes. We might not understand what his wishes are. We don't understand what Hashem's plans are. It's an omer divroch, kira'ase, it's not. Can't put yourself in Hashem's seat and say, well, if I was Hashem, I wouldn't allow this to happen. I'd run the world this way. You don't understand what's going on. We don't understand. Only ba'omar divroch hirosei, he understands it. So why is the Kaddish then said by mourners? Kaddish is said by mourners for the same reason. A mourner goes through his own churban. He lost a relative, something, you know, very upsetting had to him. And it's very hard for him to understand. He also has the same time as, where's Hashem? What's happening? Why am I suffering so much? And we ask Hashem, ba'omar divroch hirosei, at least let us get into the mindset that whatever it is that you've chosen to run the world, allow us to understand and appreciate and accept that whatever happens is because you wanted it, isn't it, by chance? And there's a reason to it, and we should be able to connect to that. And okay, then we move on. And we say, "V'chai yechoin, v'yoy meyechoin, v'chai dechobi sishol." Say, "Skadosh Rav Mei Rabba." Ba'omar divrochu say, "V'yamlich malchusei." And then we say, "V'chai yechoin, v'yoy meyechoin, v'chai dechobi sishol." So we're told at the time of V'yamlich malchusei that Hashem, there will be a time where Hashem is going to reveal Himself and He'll become the Melech again. And there is a scary Tanakh. I can't remember the exact words. But it says there that there'll be the time when Hashem brings Klal Yisrael back to Yisrael, Mashiach comes. There'll be one in every city will be saved, and two in every family will be saved, two in every ummah will be saved. The different perushim on this. But the Ribbon Yonka says that it's not a nice one, like what we found in the Holocaust, really. You had Mamish She'eris HaPleta, one here, two there, not many saved. And that will be at the time of V'yamlich Malchusei. So we daven b'chayeichoin v'yoymeichoin v'chayei d'chol Beis Yisrael. That when Mashiach comes, it should be b'chayeichoin, this pasuk, which refers to one in every family, and one in every city, and two in every family, they're going to be saved, should apply to the goyim, not to the yidden. It should be b'chayeichoin v'yoymeichoin d'chayei b'chol Beis Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael should live through that. They shouldn't be suffer from this. So then we move on, and it says, "Chayeichoy nevmeichon dechayei dechol beis Yisrael." You say ba'agola of his man korev. So the Vilna Gaon says that the birth pangs of Mashiach may be drawn out. They go up and down and up and down. We don't know how many there'll be, and how long it's going to take. So we daven firstly, ba'agola, b'zman korov, both are similar words. They mean it should be restricted. And they're slightly different. Ba'agola means that the whole process shouldn't be drawn out. It should be we're going to have the ups and downs, and have it in half year. Let's not have it over 5 years, 10 years, 100 years. And b'zman korov is that it should all happen now, rather than 100 years' time. So that's ba'agola, b'zman korov. V'yimru, and then you say Amen. Then you say Amen Yehishmei Rabban Varach. So the Ribben Yoko says you should say Yehishmei Rabba B'kol Koich, as we described before, and with a lot of Kavana. And when Hashem hears this, says Yehishmei Rabban Varach L'Olam Amemaya. When the Malachim up, we ask Oseh Shalom. Say Oseh Shalom B'Mroimov Yaseh Shalom Olenu. The Malachim up in Shemaim, when you're davening, the tefillah goes up to Hashem. The Malachim are different. There's some composed of fire, some water. We ask that there should be Shalom at Yehish Oseh Shalom B'Mroimov Yaseh Shalom Olenu. That there should be Shalom above, And also that Shalom should reflect, because whatever happens above reflects on us as well downstairs. So Oysa Shalom Bim Roimov, to have Shalom above, that should be, and that should be a Huyasa Shalom Olena, that should create a Shalom with us as well. Narab Elia, Narab Elia Lopin says, if you've got a choice between Kaddish and Kedusha, you come to 2 million, and one saying Kaddish, and one is saying Kedusha. Kaddish is a more Kedusha dikah, so it's worth more. And he lists it like this. He says it's the same. The altar came. He says Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. Someone answers Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. Hashem says when someone answers Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy that the world was worth creating just to hear this Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. Someone says Amen. That's worth 1,000 Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoys. Kedusha is 1,000 Amens. Yehi Shmei Rabba is 1,000 Kedusha. So it's going up and it's worth the most. Yehi Shmei Rabba. So that's why we choose Kaddish over Kedusha. And there's a famous thing, it's the acronym of Tzaddik. Tzaddik is an acronym of Tzadi Omens, that one says in a day. Dalit of Tzaddik is their four Kedushas. Yehei Shmei Rabba, there are 10 Yehei Shmeis, and there are 100 brochas that you make a day. So Tzaddik is an acronym of all these things you should say a day. If someone says all that, be a Tzaddik. So we say Tiskabel Sloitzim Yosin Chavis Yisrael, Kodem Avun Divishmai Vim Amen. Tiskabel, you're asking Hashem that he should makabel the tefillahs of Shemay of Yoshmoina Asra, and also all the tefillahs were just said as part of the Kaddish should be Tiskabel. Of Yosin is Tchinosom, the Rekach says. Yeah, the Tachanos. So Tiskabel. Sloison, the Tfilis of Yusoin and the Tachaner of Kleisol, Kodam Avuin Divishmaya. And it should go up Kodam Avuin Divishmaya. So just going back to what we said before, that when someone davens and says a Kaddish, the Malochim take it up. And he describes beautifully, I'm just going to read out his words. It's a bit esoteric, it's a bit sort of Kabbalistic, but it's just, I think it's worth just repeating, just to give us a little bit of a chizik in the tefillah. So it says, the Rekech says, these are where Shah tefillah im oile min alev, when someone who davens and it comes from the heart, then oz yikabelna sandal fun bechafne eish, the sandal fun, which is a type of malach, a lower level malach, accepts that tefillah, and he makes ke'ein keseh, like a crown around the tefillah. And he is malbish it with Eish Muzaharis. He puts shiny fire around this crown. And then he pronounces the Shem Hashem as he carries this up. And he goes up, Keneged the Mitatran Sarhaponim. Sarhaponim. The next malach up, which is the Mitatran. He's the minister Hapanim of the inner, of the higher up in the inner courtyard, if you like, of the palace of Hashem, the Kisei Kovod. And he again wraps this crown, Malbisha Hoyt Boyuk. Puts a further level of more clear and beautiful fire, whatever this means. There's a lot of not that much Kabbalah, the little bit that I've seen here and there dotted around. Seems to be a lot of Eish up in the Kisei HaKavod. And so he wraps another level of Eish around this crown, and that's Oyla Keneged Mus Yaakov. Then that goes up again, so the crown now is going up with these two bands of fire around it, and then it goes up Keneged the Kisei HaKavod. We know that one of the corners of Kisei HaKavod is Dmus of Yaakov Avinu. And then this Kesa gets another band of fire, it's so clear and so beautiful that the eye cannot see it. You can't look at that. Even if you were able to look it up there, you wouldn't be able to see that because it's so clear. And then all the Bnei Ma'ala say Kodesh or Baruch. And that is when a person, that's what happens when a person davens with full kavana. And that's why the Malachim, we don't want the Malachim to see because it has such an impact on a Kodesh Baruch loves it so much that we say Yiskadah, Yiskadash, Malachim Kodesh, and then the rest of it is the kavana of the lev flows through the Aramaic, so that the malachim don't really know what they're doing, what schus they're bringing on Klal Yisrael. Finally, it says, we say Venechemasa, da miram ba omar vimra amen. Venechemasa refers to we are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feeling his sorrow. He realizes that when he hears a Kaddish, he realizes what he's missing. When people have Kavana and they want to be Kaddish in Shemaim, they want this Kaddish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem had it at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And he realizes what he's missing. And we say, Venechemasa, we have Nechama and you are Kaddish Baruch Hu from what you're missing. Then that brings such Ace Rotzen from Hashem. He makes such a strong bond Hashem. Hashem's heart goes out to us. And it's a man masugel to have your tefillahs answered and our Kaddish Baruch Hu's rachamim flowing through. Sorry to end this short, but should all be have a shiddur chizuk to say the Kaddish and our tefillahs should be answered and should see the Yemos HaMashiach.